he must increase and I must decrease. You know any problems of his sign? I don't know if I told you before, but my uncle is a priest. It's one of my mom's three brothers, her only living brother is a priest. He's a Salesian of St. John Bosco. He's right now at their Marian Shrine out in New York. State. And when he was ordained back in 1974, he had on his holy card those words of St. John the Baptist, recorded by St. John the Apostle in St. John's Gospel, chapter 3, verse 30. He must increase, and I must decrease. And of course, St. John the Baptist was talking about Jesus, right? He's talking about our Lord and Savior, that Christ must increase and grow greater, and that I, St. John the Baptist, must decrease and grow less and less. And our good friend, St. Augustine, said that this is seen in nature so beautifully with today's first class feast of the Nativity of St. John the Baptist. Because today, beginning today, St. Augustine says, I know this is bad news, so I should always be preaching good news, but this is bad news. Beginning today, the light hours outside will be decreasing. We just had the summer solstice. We just had the longest light hour day of the year. Beginning today, on the birth of St. John the Baptist, the bad news is that the light hour is going to get less and less and less and less and less. Until exactly 6 months from today. And then 6 months from today, we'll all be gathered on the vigil of Christmas. We'll all be gathered on the 24th and the 25th of December. We'll be celebrating the birth of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And beginning on that day, when the true light comes into the world, St. Augustine says, how fitting that beginning on that day, the light hours will get longer and longer and longer and longer and will increase. Isn't that beautiful? Even nature reflects what happens in supernature in our supernatural life. When Jesus Christ is born, truly, the light hours increase. Now that St. John the Baptist is born, truly, the day of ours will decrease. But most importantly, that phrase, Christ must increase and I must decrease, is really the great spirituality of our good friend, St. John the Baptist. He knows clearly that Jesus Christ is the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. As John the Baptist is baptizing in the Jordan, and as our Lord comes down to the Jordan River, he says, Eshe, Anuste, Eshe, Vitolibe Kakamundi, which we say at every Mass, behold the Lamb of God, behold him who takes away the sins of the world. I'm not even unworthy to unfasten his sandals. I need to step out of the way so that Jesus can take center stage. It would be a great patron for a seminary, wouldn't it? To have St. John the Baptist Seminary. It would be the model that we would have at St. John the Baptist Seminary. So that all the seminarians would have this as their model. Like my uncle had in his holy card. Is is that we want our Lord to say, take center stage. We want our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to grow greater and greater and brighter and brighter in your life. And that we ourselves would grow less and less and less and less. That's our spirituality. We don't want people to fall in love with us. People say, well, Father, you need to tell more stories about yourself. And I say, I don't want you to fall in love with me. I want you to fall in love with Jesus. I'm boring. Jesus is dynamic and glorious. We want you to fall in love with Him. And so He, Jesus Christ, must grow greater and greater.